From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The Alaska Supreme Court upheld Governor Bill Walker's veto that halved the permanent fund dividend check last year. Justice Daniel Winfrey wrote that the state law that started PFDs is subject to the Alaska Constitution's ban on dedicating funds for specific purposes. Walker's veto cut last year's dividend check from just over $2,000 to just under half that amount. The legislature subsequently reduced PFDs from roughly $2,300 to $1,100 this year. Juneau police are still investigating what happened to a 28-year-old woman in the 8 days from when she went missing after a minor car crash to when she was found dead in a covered hot tub in Mendenhall Valley. Alexis Ashley Ellers went missing after the crash on August 13th. A week later, a nearby resident discovered her body in his hot tub in the 2200 block of Muir Street. Police say they don't suspect foul play in her disappearance or death. Commercial fishing boats are scrambling to catch as many Atlantic salmon as they can after a net pen broke near Puget Sound's Cypress Island. Fishermen reported thousands of non-native fish jumping in the water or washing ashore. Courtney Flatt of Northwest Public Radio reports.
A fish farm's net pen broke over the weekend after an anchor pulled loose and metal walkways twisted about. Onlookers said it looked like hurricane debris. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife officials blamed the structure failure on high tides caused by the eclipse. But tidal waters had been higher in July. Kurt Beardsley is the executive director of Wild Fish Conservancy Northwest. He calls the escapement an environmental nightmare.
The Atlantic salmon bring with them pollution, virus, and parasite amplification. All of that harms Pacific salmon and our waters of Washington.
Lummi Nation fishers worry that endangered Chinook salmon could wind up as bycatch. Officials with the fish farm didn't return requests for comment. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.
The Lummi Nation has declared a state of emergency over the escaped salmon. The tribe's chair said yesterday that the spill must be addressed immediately by all levels of government. Alaska authorities are working with an initiative group to draft guidelines for testing the state's sexual assault kits, some of which have been shelved for years due to lack of funding. The Juneau Empire reports that Alaska sexual assault experts met to hash out the best way to handle the state's untested kits. And checking the wonderful world of weather, rain is forecast to continue today with temperatures hovering in the 50s. Similar outlook for the weekend. Saturday, rain widespread with temperatures hovering in the 50s, including overnight. And Sunday, rain likely with temperatures hovering in the 50s. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.